We want to welcome to the show Christine Vitale, the unofficial winner of the special election in Fairfield's first select person race. Christine, congratulations. How are you feeling?
Excited, and I'm ready to get back to work.
Where are you going? Are you in the car? Where are you going?
I am in the car. I'm going up to Hartford for the start of session.
Girlfriend,
so I'm going to be there.
Didn't you have a late night? What? Oh, my God. When do you stop? When do you sleep?
I don't sleep.
Okay, fair. Listen, me neither. So I guess we have that in common for sure. Wow. You're heading up to Hartford right now? Okay. All right.
So
wow.
Heading up for the morning and then back to Fairfield for this afternoon because we have a Board of Select Persons meeting. So, yeah, you know, we're in the midst of budget season, so it's a busy time in Fairfield.
It is. And I want to put kidding aside, obviously, because there are some major things happening, you know, not just in Fairfield, but I would think, honestly, it makes sense that you'd go up to Hartford for the start of session. One of the things that a previous lawmaker on the show ahead of session was talking about was the revaluations. And I know Fairfield got hit. Really, I feel like every community got hit. But Fairfield in particular, this was a real sticking point for voters. And I'd love to kind of readdress that and what you're kind of looking at to bring, I would think, kind of the cost down a little bit more in well, your community in particular. That's really what we're focused on.
Yeah, you know, Fairfield was required per state statute to go through a property revaluation in 2025. Residents got their letters in December, and we're seeing an increase in property, residential property values upwards of 65%. We're also seeing a shift that residential properties are taking up a larger value of the grant list. So that'll equate with an increased tax burden. We won't know the exact amount until the budget is passed in May and then the Board of Finance sets the mill rate. You know, typically when the grant list value goes up, the mill rate goes down. But we're still in the process of meeting with department heads and, you know, trying to find efficiencies where we can. The Board of Education passed its budget last week. They're currently requesting about a 5.5% increase. So we'll be taking a look at that to see, you know, if there's any projects that can be postponed or if there's any savings in the current fiscal year that maybe we can pre-purchase some things. And heading up to Hartford just to advocate for funding for education and for pilot. And, you know, keeping expenses under control is one part of the budget process, but also looking for new revenue sources is another. And state funding and federal funding is a part of that. So thought it's important just to go up and, you know, have our voices heard and learn more and advocate for our community.
Certainly. And Christine, apologies. Did you say advocate? I know you said you want to advocate for education funding and more affordability, but you said pilot. Did I hear you say pilot?
Well, just, you know, in terms of payment in lieu of taxes, we have two universities that
got
don't
it.
Pay property taxes.
Okay.
But we get funding for the state for those properties and just want to make, you know, advocate for that funding, for excess costs, for special education, for our education cost sharing for the school district. The school district is also part of the state 2.0 for their health insurance. So want to just get a kind of a read of where those rates might be coming in and see if there's any capacity for the rates to be lowered, because that's a contractual cost that we're obligated to pay for the school district. So just, you know, there's a lot of questions that we still have, and we're not going to have some of those answers about state funding until the session gets underway and those discussions start happening. So just want to have a presence up there and be an advocate for Fairfield and learn more what's happening at the state level and appreciate the opportunity just to meet with our state delegation.
And I will say we had Christine Vitale on ahead of the election last week, and we spoke, I feel like, in length about housing, because I can already tell you, as soon as people heard your voice, Christine, I've already gotten emails asking about housing, moratorium, all that. I just would encourage people, if you want to go back and listen to that conversation, we literally did talk about this ahead of the special. I don't think anything has changed in a matter of days. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Christine. I would imagine what you said last week still stands this week. I guess, is that correct?
Yep, we're still, you know, we're in a moratorium right now for 830G. Our Town Planning and Zoning Commission is having monthly planning meetings to talk about housing. We have an affordable housing committee that's also doing that work. We have a couple of Habitat for Humanity homes that we're moving forward with in Fairfield. So the conversation really hasn't changed since we spoke, I think, last Friday.
Right. So I want to encourage people. I'm not ignoring your inquiries. These are great questions. But you could certainly hear Christine's full answer. It's on we have podcasts posted on our website, voiceofct.com, where we literally spent, I want to say, at least 15 minutes specifically getting Christine's full look at this, and we dove into this. So I'm not ignoring you, but I do want to obviously, you know, spend this time also talking about other things with Christine. So I want to talk about something that I felt was a real huge takeaway from this special election, which happened in February in a very cold time of the year, not a normal time. Fairfield saw more than 40% of the town's registered voters cast a ballot. Did that surprise you?
It didn't surprise me, just because our community is very engaged. There's been both campaigns put a lot of just information out before the special election. Early voting, weekend was great. There were lines for early voting. And people care. People care about the issues. They care about affordability. They care about the future of Fairfield. They care about accessible housing for our children and our seniors and people that work in town. They care about, you know, building our commercial base, so more of the tax burden falls on our commercial base and as opposed to our residential properties. So I wasn't surprised. It was great to see so many people out. Well, you know, running a campaign while running the town was definitely a challenge at times, just in terms of there's only so many hours a day. It was exciting to be at the polls yesterday and just seeing the energy from our residents.
Christine, this is, I really hope, because I think at this point, you know, I'm pretty much a straight shooter. And I yeah. think we have a pretty good working relationship. So I really hope that this is not coming off like I am saying something that I'm sure other people will read it this way. Do you think it helped you? The fact that I believe right now the Republican Party has a pretty bad look to it, honestly, with what we're seeing, you know, in Minneapolis with ICE and what you're seeing with the Trump administration, and just I would say a negative look just in general on the Republican Party from Connecticut residents. Do you think that helped you in the polls?
I think that definitely was probably a factor, that people are concerned about what's happening at the national level. And they appreciate that. And we talked about it, that all politics are local. The local government is really important in impacting the day-to-day, you know, their lives on a daily basis. So I'm not surprised that might have increased just political engagement for this election cycle. And federal funding, you know, we talked about state funding, but we also have concerns at the local level of just federal funding that's coming down to municipalities. We rely on that funding as well for education, for infrastructure projects. And what happens in Washington does affect what happens in Fairfield. And saying otherwise, I don't think is really accurate. So I think that definitely played into it. People are just more engaged in politics right now. Whether or not it was the game changer, I don't know. You know, Fairfield, we've won the Democracy Cup, so the last few elections, we've just had really great voter turnout.
Yeah, but, I mean, this was, to me, I don't know if it was record high for Fairfield, but it reminded me a lot of November, where we saw some record high turnout for Stratford's mayoral race, Milford's mayoral race, both of which flipped from red to blue, which was sort of why I was asking if you felt like that we saw that same effect in this race.
Well, and I think it's important to, you know, Fairfield was under first Selectman Gerber was a Democrat. Bill and I ran together. Mm-hmm. There was a Democratic majority on the Board of Selectmen. You know, I when I ran for the Board of Selectmen in 2023, you know, I was the highest vote getter of that out of everyone that was running for that board. So I'm not all that surprised, just the way elections have gone in the past few cycles in Fairfield, that we, you know, we had support yesterday, and
Christina,
very, you know, yeah, very thankful for the, you know, very thankful for the voters. And I don't, at this point, you know, and actually ever since I was elected office, it's really about what's doing right for Fairfield. Try to just raise a civil discourse and bring all voices be a voice for everybody and provide a safe space for just conversation. We're a big town, a lot of differing opinions, and rely on elected officials to try to just to move the agenda forward, listening to as many concerns as possible and doing ultimately what's right for our town.
Christina, because I know you've got a bunch of places to be, including up in Hartford, so I'm not going to keep you much longer, but I have to ask you this. So I won't say who it was, but a dear friend of mine was voting in Fairfield and saw that Mrs. Gerber was with you, I believe, yesterday at one of the polls. And I wanted to ask you, you know, this has been a hell of a year, I would think, for you, and just sort of how you're doing with it. Because, you know, one of the things that I've just been, again, kind of humanizing, because sometimes we get so wrapped up in the politics, and I get it. I'm not saying it's not important, but you lost a really dear friend in a very tragic, horrible way. And then we're kind of thrusted into this position and have been running the town essentially for the last 6 months and now have won this special election. How do you process all of this? And sort of what was that like being with Mrs. Gerber during the special election?
It is still somewhat surreal just to been so focused on the work. And as I said, not a lot of time to really on a personal level. But Bill and I ran together. He was a friend. And Jessica Gerber and I served on the Board of Education together, also a friend. We ended up at the polls yesterday just by coincidence.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Just by coincidence. I had a News 12 wanted to do an interview. They said, where can we meet you? And I was just making the rounds of polling places. And Osborne Hill, which is where the interview took place, just happened to be my next stop. And Mrs. Gerber was there, and then she left.
Oh, how funny.
She went, yeah. So, you know, it's definitely personal too. I don't talk about it a lot, you know, thrust into this, the role and totally under the worst circumstances and, was not expecting it, but Bill and I ran together, you know, we ran on Better Together and miss him, but we're going to keep on building on the promises that we made and just keeping Fairfield moving forward and making it a brighter future for everybody.
Well, Christine Vitale, I want to thank you for always making yourself available to WICC. And obviously I would expect you'll be back on very soon, but I thank you again. I congratulate you in your win and we'll talk again, I'm sure, very soon. Thank you so much.
And thank you. Sorry, taking it from the car, but appreciate the time.
Are you joking? Yeah, sorry that you're doing your job. Are you joking? Don't apologize. I appreciate you. I already talked to a lawmaker who also was headed up to Hartford, also on speakerphone in the car. Don't worry about it at all. I appreciate you giving us the time. I know you're up late. I know you're going to Hartford. There's a lot going on. And I'm like, hey, you want to just throw in a radio interview while you're at it? So, no, you're fine. No apology necessary. Really, I appreciate you giving us the time, Christine Vitale, again, and congratulations. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Talk soon. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.